Your war horse now, he may not be the best one for a joust. Not the same thing, oh no, not the same at all. The men had heard it all before. Desmond, Jackson, Hull, and son Harwin shouted him down together, and Porter called for more wine. No one talked to Arya. She didn't care. She liked it that way. She would have eaten her meals alone in her bedchamber if they let her. Sometimes they did, when father had to dine with the king or some lord or the envoys from this place or that place. The rest of the time, they ate in Isola. Just him and her and Sansa. That was when Arya missed her brothers most. She wanted to tease Bran and play with baby Rickon and have Rob smile at her. She wanted Jon to muss up her hair and call her little sister and finish her sentences with her. But all of them were gone. She had no one left but Sansa, and Sansa wouldn't even talk to her unless father made her. Back at Winterfell, they had eaten in the Great Hall almost half the time. Her father used to say that a lord needed to eat with his men if he hoped to keep them. "Know the men who follow you," she heard him tell Rob once, "and let them know you. Don't ask a man to die for a stranger." At Winterfell, he always had an extra seat set at his own table, and every day a different man would be asked to join him.